of all, the great bunch of guys and girls that work at the Hunter Medical Regional Research Institute, rather, doing some great work in the medical fields. And it's your chance to find out a little bit more exactly what is going on there. On Friday, the open day, the HRMI open day is on, and the director, Michael Nilsson, joins us this morning. Michael, it will be a great day and a great chance for the community too to see exactly what you guys are all about.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Thanks for having me this morning. And yeah, we are really proud of our open day now. It's the fifth time we are organizing it, and we're expecting somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 people to come. So we're really excited.
You can't complain with that sort of turnout, 3,000 to 4,000 people only 5 years in. But for those who may not have been to one of your open days in the past, Michael, what are some of the things that we can expect to see there on Friday?
You know, we will showcase our strong research at different levels and try to make it really family and kids friendly. And so we have a lot of activities focusing on families and children with the goal really to inspire and create interest and also, of course, to disseminate and provide information to the community. That's our core business, really, as an institute as well.
Well, wouldn't it be great in a couple of decades or so to have somebody that's doing some great research at the time say, you know what, my interest was piqued by heading to the fifth HRI Open Day in 2017. Look, lots of interactive things for the kids as well to get them interested, and for the adults too to find out exactly what goes on in the Research Institute. But I believe there'll be some zombies appearing as well. This can't be right, Michael.
Yes, we take a very scientific approach to the zombies, you know. We have a very interesting person and a lecturer, Dr. Luke Hessen, is coming back. He's visiting us before, and he gives a really, really nice and fun seminar on the science behind fictional zombies. I strongly recommend that, and that will happen in the morning around 10 o'clock.
So he's the sort of guy that he'll be watching a zombie movie or TV show, and he'll point at the TV and go, yeah, that's not correct. There's no way that could happen that way.
That's it.
Now, there is one other particular thing that you wanted to mention. Again, it's an interactive room, one for the kids, but it's something a little bit different.
Yes, we have a dedicated pool room, which sounds a bit weird, but it's really entertaining and informative about importance of poo, and you know, kids love that in general, and there's a lot of fun activities where our researchers doing fantastic work on the role of the bacteria in the intestines and what it means to general health. But I can assure you that's a really fun station.
Fun and that word never really go together too often, but just for those who miss it, that is not the pool room. There'll be no billiards there, but it will be. Look, I'm sure that'll be a nice way to finish up a great day, and of course, you do not want to turn up there and park. You need, the best way to do it is catch the transport from the stadium, I'm correct?
Yes, correct. So that's very good that we can convey that message, otherwise we risk a bit of parking chaos up at HMRI.
That is something we do not want. We've got some details on our website at 2NURFM.com. You can find a link to the HMRI Open Day for 2017. Michael, I'll let you go and put the finishing touches on the poo room and the zombie display and maybe the parking police as well. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me too.
The director of HMRI, that's the director Michael Nilsson, of course, the open day on Friday. 2NURFM 103.7.